Hi, my name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes.
Great. And do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president? Do you approve, disapprove?
Halfway.
Okay. If you had to lean to approve or disapprove, which one would you lean towards?
I guess approve.
Thank you very much, and thank you so much for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance?
Pardon, I didn't catch that.
Do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's job performance as governor?
Disapprove.
Okay. And would you say that things in the country are heading in the right track or the wrong track?
Wrong.
And would you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or the wrong track?
Wrong.
Politically speaking, Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
A southern state, did you say?
Yes, ma'am. Southern, like southern Mississippi?
Yeah, southern.
Okay. And how would you rate Virginia's public school system? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
And thinking only about local public school systems, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
And would you say that things in local K-12 education are generally on the right track or the wrong track?
Right track.
Now, Virginia considers legislation creating education success accounts, giving to parents and a portion of the state funding used to educate a public school child for use of educational costs, such as tuition, testing, fees, and books. If that child is not in their public school, how much have you seen, read, or heard about this bill? A great deal, a moderate amount, only a little, or nothing at all?
Only a little.
Okay. And thank you so much for your patience. Now, supporters say that it will give parents more choices when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation?
I didn't catch the first of it.
Oh, no problem. I'll repeat it for you once again. Supporters say it will give parents more choices when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation?
You know, I haven't heard that much about it, so I don't really know how to answer that.
Okay, hon. And you're doing great, by the way. Now, given what you know now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? Is that more, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
I hate to tell you, but you went away there for a little bit.
Okay. I'll repeat it for you. No worries. Given what you know now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? Is that much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat likely.
And do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school that is not zoned for? Should or should not?
Should.
And do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools, regardless of their race, gender, or income?
They all should be the same.
And do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses that they choose to attend, should or should not?
Should.
Now, in 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regular market for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has been proliferation of the marijuana black market during crime and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regular market for the sale of marijuana where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to...
I would oppose it.
School? Okay. And what's
I would
the
oppose
following
it.
Is, okay, and thank you so much for your patience, ma'am. Now, if Virginia does create a legal market for regular test and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensures, priority, or other preference should or should not be given to the Virginia hemp farmers? Should or should not?
Should not.
Okay. And do you support or oppose allowing biological males with self-identity of female to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
What was my answers to be?
Support it or oppose it?
Oppose it.
Okay. And do you support or oppose requiring school to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex? Do you oppose it or support it?
Oppose.
And do you support or oppose amending the test constitutional to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and the upbringing of their child? Support or oppose it?
Support.
Okay. And do you support or oppose investigating parents from child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity?
Oppose.
Now, I would like to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia. I would like to start by asking your opinion about the available of mental health care of substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that access to care in your community is good? There is a moderate access care in your community, or access to care in your community is inadequate?
I say moderate.
Okay.
Is that one?
Okay. Yeah, that's one of the choices. And thank you so much for your patience. Right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavior health care system. In your view, should that work be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or is it not a priority?
Probably a high priority.
And one idea that's being offered is that a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept? Is that strongly supported or somewhat supported?
Strongly.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask your opinion of some specific aspects of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia's 9888 suicide and crisis hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support this plan?
Probably more.
It includes $9 million to support mental health patients' transportation to relieve the burden of police officers who often have to help transportation patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support that plan?
Likely.
Okay. Now, the plan has $15 million to expand mental health services for school-age students in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support it?
Likely.
More likely or less likely?
Probably more likely.
Okay. It includes $58 million to increase a fund, the number of crisis receive centers, and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more likely or less likely to support it?
More likely.
Okay. And thank you so much for your patience. Now, this...
Do you have very much more?
Oh, yes, ma'am. We're at 95%, and I really don't want your opinions to go to waste. So I'm going to read a little faster for you so we can finish quicker, okay?
Okay.
Great. Now, this plan includes $15 million in funding to combat an opiate crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support it?
More likely.
It also includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support it?
More likely.
Okay. Having heard more details of the plan to invest $230 million of new funding into mental health and substance use services in Virginia, please tell me whether you would now support it or oppose it.
Support.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly, I guess.
Okay. And thank you so much for your patience. The last few questions are for statistic purposes only. Now, Virginia's public employee have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join a pay a union. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right? Should or should not?
Should.
Do you feel that employers should or should not be required to get permission from an employee before providing that employee's personal information like home, phone number, address, email to union organizers? Should or should not?
I think on that, should not.
Unions have been able to negotiate contracts for public employees with less than 1.5 of the workers voting for the union. Before a union is given the ability to represent a public employee, do you think it should or should not have to gain a minimum percentage of supporters in an election? Should or should not?
Should.
Once a union is formed, it can be a place for generations. Do you feel public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at their workplace, remove it, or select a new union? Should or should not?
Should.
Now, in 2021, a law was passed, linking Virginia auto emission standards to those dedicated by the California Air Resource Board. By 2026, 35% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. By 2035, 100% of all new cars and trucks should, in Virginia, must be electric. Do you support or oppose reappealing this law?
I think should not.
Okay. And federal tax brackets and deductions in index for inflation so that taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their income higher. Virginia does not do this. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index state tax brackets and deductions for inflation? Should or should not?
Should not.
Okay. And in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democratic, Republican, or Independent?
Independent.
And we are starting to wrap this up. What is your age?
80.
And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? A white, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
And do you have any children that is currently enrolled in public or private K-12 school?
No.
And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or other?
Female.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your weekend and your evening. Thank you
very much. Okay, you do the same. Bye.
Bye-bye.